From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Late Thursday, U.S. businessman Donald Trump accepted the Republican Party's nomination of him for president.
Friends, delegates, and fellow Americans, I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States.
And then he spoke for an hour and a half, striking a tone of urgency regarding recent violent events in the U.S. and billed himself as the law and order candidate. He directed many of his comments at what he called the failures of the current administration and said the country would not fare well under Hillary Clinton as president. Clinton will receive the Democratic Party's nomination for president next week. Turkey says it will suspend the European Convention on Human Rights during the three-month state of emergency it declared to purge perpetrators of last week's failed coup.
Darbe girişiminde bulunan terör örgütünün tüm
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the state of emergency's purpose is to be able to take the efficient steps to return to democracy and rule of law. Turkish leaders said the armed forces will not take control of the country during this time. A pro-government Tuareg militia group is reported taking control of Mali's northern city of Kidal after fighting broke out between the militia and a coalition chiefly made up of former Tuareg rebels. Tuareg separatists briefly took control of northern Mali in 2012 before Al-Qaeda-linked militants drove them out. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News.